are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Brandon Whedon left the game with a thumb injury. Gerard Cherry didn't like it. A lot of people on Twitter didn't like it. At Coach Dogbone says, I agree, Gerard. They should have had to drag him off the field. He couldn't get off fast enough. At Ed James said, absolutely, Brandon should have finished the game as a leader, ignoring the so-called injury. And it's interesting. I think that this is
so-called injury.
An interest. He does have an injury. It's not so-called.
It's a real injury.
But you know
just
what?
For the record.
It reminds me, in some ways, of when Jay Cutler didn't finish that game for the Chicago Bears. And it turned
out.
That's
a great analogy.
It turned out everybody crushed Jay Cutler. And he had a torn MCL.
Current players.
He would have been out.
Twitter and social media and killed him.
He would have been out for months. It was an injury that would have cost him months if it weren't the offseason. So I don't think people know. I think the players know. I think the staff knows. And I think that, we're going to find out the severity of this injury. And I'll just say this. If it's a defensive back, if it's a linebacker, if it's alignment. You can play without a thumb.
Yeah.
This is the thumb on his throwing hand. And anybody who's ever played quarterback or throws a football knows that your thumb is as important to the ability to throw a football as anything. In the great movie, Meet the Fockers or whatever the first one of those was, Meet the Parents? Meet the Parents. That's right, the first one. It's the opposable thumb that separates us from animals, and it's the opposable thumb and the ability to have that on your right hand that allows a quarterback to play the position. So I'm going to reserve judgment. I understand the mentality, but I think it's not because it's different because you're protecting a quarterback. But when you're a quarterback, your job is to throw the football. And if you can play quarterback with a broken hand like Drew Bledsoe and do it, great. If you can't do it, you can't do it. So I'm reserving judgment. I think Brandon Whedon, if anything, he's tough. He stands back there and takes a beating. Nobody's gotten hit more or has taken more sacks than Brandon Whedon through 2 weeks in the NFL. So he's getting beaten up. I don't think he was looking at this thumb for a way out. He knows, if anything, Brandon Whedon knows that he's playing for his NFL career as a starting quarterback in this league right now.
Yeah, he's definitely playing for his career. It's everything is on the line here, and with that in mind, I don't think he's surrendering as easily as some people. Gerard certainly made that strong suggestion. I don't think that's the way he's going about this. I think he's seriously, genuinely dealing with a thumb injury. Its severity, we'll see what the specialist and so forth tells us. But I don't think it's something that is easy, easy for him to deal with. And I think it is a legit problem.
And I would imagine if they haven't been able to check it out yet, it's because the swelling is so bad. And that's why you're having a little bit of a delay in the information. And that usually signifies something being a little more serious
holding a football, putting a belt on. I mean, there are things that you can't do, or he is unable to do, or was unable to do, times I was around him after that game that, makes you wonder. All right. Brian Hoyer had a chance to, though, talk with reporters, and this is what he had to say about this opportunity, how excited he is about it.
Definitely excited. I talked to Chud yesterday, and, this is the opportunity you practice for, you prepare for, and obviously I'm excited and just try to take advantage of it and give this team everything I got to help us get that first win.
And what was the first thought that crossed his mind when he was told he was going to be the starter?
It's funny, you get told that news and immediately that's all you think about is, preparing. And, even last night before I went to bed, I'm thinking about, game plan and what we can do to attack them and what they do to, present us some challenges. And your mind just is constantly thinking about it.
And that's good. And I think that he is going to be prepared. I'm not concerned about his preparation. I'm not concerned about his ability to make reads at the snap, et cetera. I think he's going to be mentally as prepared as Brandon Whedon, and maybe that he has an advantage in that aspect of the game, understanding the game, being a veteran, being in New England for all those years for Brian Hoyer. The thing that's interesting to me, because getting Gerard's perspective on it, I think that's as close as we can get without speaking to players in the locker room, I'm sure there are some players in the Browns locker room that feel that way, rightly or wrongly. There may be some people, or they may be more privy to the information and not feel that way at all because they know what's going on. But, you wonder if this can cause a shakeup in the locker room, good or bad. And Rob Chudzinski was asked about making this type of a quarterback change and the effect it will have on the locker room.
Well, we're 0-2 right now, so we're looking to to shake things up so we start winning games. And hopefully this will give us the spark that we need.
You know, and a lot, that's saying a lot. Hopefully this gives us the spark that we need, to hear the head coach of the team say that, because there is so little really known about what Hoyer can mean to this team because of such a small body of work, almost no body of work. So the fact that the door would be open to him doing something special, I mean, that's exactly what the head coach is saying. But that tells you the dire straits that the Browns have found themselves in, right? They need something, anything. And that something and anything right now is a guy with one career start, a guy who began his time on this roster as a third-string quarterback, a guy that a lot of us thought would never see the field at any point, even as a backup, because of the feeling that the more experienced Jason Campbell was in front of him and that he was basically the de facto emergency solution for the Browns, right? That's what we saw Brian Hoyer to be. Good guy in the meeting room, smart guy, liked to have his observation and intelligence, serve as kind of a coach and shoulder pads, but not go out there and start. He's going out there and starting now.
In week three.
In week number three.
Yeah.
So it's that dynamic, but that tells you where this team is. Now, by the way, and you heard Gerard, and I love this about Gerard too. Hey, you know, let's not assume that all bets are off, that this guy can't do it or this guy won't deliver, because you can be very foolish if you try to say that, because we don't know. So give him a chance. Crazy stories happen in this league.
All the time.
The unknown things, and you know, go back to Kurt Warner, go back to a lot of stories of the who knew what could happen. I covered the Buffalo Bills for a long time. And on a particular Monday night game against the then Los Angeles Rams in Orchard Park, New York, when Jim Kelly was hurt, not able to play, and Frank Reich goes in there as a starter, and he had been woeful in preseason and other games. There was such low expectations and hope. And I know people thought I was going to go to the Houston playoff game. I'm going to this Monday night regular season game. That's when Frank Reich first showed signs, and in a late rally led the Bills down the field to this dramatic touchdown. He was so caught up in everything, he didn't know how to react after he threw the winning touchdown pass in that game. He started running in circles. I'm watching him from the press box in my binoculars. I'm saying, what are you doing, Frank? He's just running around in circles. He didn't know what to do.
He had the puppy crazies.
Maybe I got to hold for the extra point. I don't know. What am I supposed to do? Do I have to go off the field? He was just beside himself with excitement because he didn't even expect it for himself. So could there be that kind of a moment for a Brian Hoyer Sunday? Of course, that's the beauty of this game, is that you leave yourself open to that. But right now, you're looking at that in a fantasy world, hoping that it's a reality world.
Exactly. Yeah. And I hope it will be a reality world. Coming up next here on Cleveland Browns Daily, to give us kind of the national perspective on what's going on and how things are playing outside just the city of Cleveland with the announcement of Brian Hoyer as the starting quarterback, we'll be joined by CBS Sports' Solomon Wilcotts, who will be calling the game for CBS this Sunday when we return here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Just for the black sea, tell me she wanted the world to know.